Welcome to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Think on this.
While gratefulness is an intentional exercise of living, it's also an act of freedom, living free of the power of our circumstances. The thing is, ingratitude is prevalent in this era and one of the most destructive attitudes in our own life and the world around us. I'm not denying that there are frustrating and downright difficult things to manage in life, but I've learned gratefulness comes from the awareness of the presence of God rather than our circumstances.
God breaks through whatever has its grip on our life, bringing us to our knees, producing gratefulness. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, a theologian who at age 39 was hung by the Nazi regime, gave insight to the richness of a grateful individual in his article, Ethics. Says this, in ordinary life, we hardly realize that we receive a great deal more than we give, and that it is only with gratitude that life becomes rich.
Isn't Bonhoeffer's statement incredible? It's not our possessions, position, or power, but gratefulness which will make our life rich. It's why the Apostle Paul made it clear to the early church, giving thanks is not based on circumstances, but is the will of God. He said in 1 Thessalonians, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
Sometimes we need to stop in the midst of it all, saying it out loud, thank you. Live rich, be grateful, and say thank you every single day. You've been listening to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Follow us on social media or check out our website at tablethink.com for more content.